With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Eagle County Commissioners are expected to amend its current health order today. As the Vail Daily reports, public outdoor gatherings will be reduced to 175 people, and public indoor gatherings will allow no more than 100 people. County officials say Eagle County is at a critical tipping point for COVID-19 as the ninth person died from the virus and 71 new cases were reported in the last week. Officials expect that number to keep increasing as there are 500 pending COVID-19 tests at Vail Health alone. Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry says that the rollbacks were encouraged by the state. She says the county has 2 weeks to get its numbers down or it could lose its exemption from current state public health orders. A stage one water shortage is in effect for the city of Aspen. Drought conditions have led the city to make water saving efforts, but residential water saving changes are only voluntary. Alex Hager has more.
Much of the state is in a drought, and Aspen's measures are an early step to make sure water demand doesn't outpace supply. After a hot, dry spring, long-range predictions from federal forecasters say things will probably stay that way.
Their models are calling for higher temperatures and below-average precipitation. So we hope the monsoons develop. If they do, they probably still won't get us out of these drought conditions.
That's Steve Hunter, a hydrologist with the city's utility office. More information on how to conserve water is at cityofaspen.com. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Roaring Fork School District will announce back-to-school plans for the fall next week based on guidance from local health officials. The district will decide if students will learn in the classroom, at home, or a hybrid of the two beginning August 17th when classes resume. The hybrid model would put middle and high school students in the classroom 2 days a week, with the other 3 days online. Elementary students would do more in-person learning. District officials say distance learning is more challenging for younger ages. The Roaring Fork School District says families will have the option to keep their students at home if they are not comfortable with in-person learning. I'm Molly Dove.